The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, does COVID cast a long shadow over school attendance 5 years on? So this time, 2020, we were in the first couple of weeks of lockdown. Creches, primary schools, secondary schools, you name it, shutting for what we hoped would be a couple of weeks. And the perceived wisdom was maybe it'd last for an extra week and then they'd reach the Easter holidays. And after 5 weeks, surely it would all be over. That didn't turn out to be the case. But what has the long-term impact been on kids starting out in school? Henry McKean has been looking into this.
Yeah, Kieran, you're right. It was so strange 5 years ago. We really weren't sure what was going to happen. And so many parents, they basically delayed their kids starting in school. So loads of kids started at the age of six. And for the junior infants, they didn't even properly get time in the classroom. They were sent home and then they started up these remote classes and the Zoom calls and stuff like that. Very difficult for young kids. And really quite difficult. And we're looking at that. We're looking at the social distancing, the masks, and what kids think of it 5 years on. Here are kids from South City, CNS in Dublin 8. What are their memories?
Having masks on, like, on the buses and, like, having the yellow signs on the bus, like...
Oh, I remember playing video games a lot more than usual because there wasn't school. But then... when online school came, I had to play a lot less and it was a bit difficult to communicate with people.
And what was it like doing online school 5 years ago?
It was probably easier because you could take breaks during it and you wouldn't get in trouble.
And could you see the teacher or just hear the teacher?
You could just hear.
And would you do the work at home?
Yeah, I would.
I remember the Zoom calls being bored. Going to see if you have COVID, then social distancing, and then the mask. And it was very boring when COVID was around because, like, when you're a kid, you kind of want to go places, but, like, when the whole world is, like, kind of... so a lot of places are closed because of a sickness.
I remember just not going to the Zoom calls for some reason. I never got told about them, so... I just stayed in playing video games all day, waking up late. And I was actually immune to COVID, people would say to me, because I never got it when I was near people.
You never got it?
No. So I just think I'm immune, even my dad said it, because I took a COVID test recently because I was very sick and I didn't have it.
And for you, being at home playing video games, did you get bored or did you like it?
Like it. Never got bored.
It was very annoying.
And why did you find it annoying?
Couldn't really go outside much.
A bit weird seeing out my window, there's like nobody, there's no cars. And I live in front of a park and there was no one there.
So there was no one in the park, there was no cars outside?
No.
I remember the little cotton thing that you had to put up your nose and it was like torture because it was so ticklish. I also remember, like, I didn't get told about Zoom calls either, so I didn't end up going to them, so I kind of just spent... like all day, every day indoors because we couldn't go outside.
How long did the pandemic go on for?
I think a year.
Oh God, if only it lasted a year and only a year. I mean, that lockdown one, awful for some people. I have great memories of it. The weather was lovely. My kids were young. They're probably too young to really appreciate what was happening. It was the lockdown 3 or 4, I can't remember, but the long one from after the meaningful Christmas, basically. That big long one that never ended. That was what was really miserable. But what about school principals and teachers? How did they all cope?
Yeah, this is the thing. For principals, for teachers, it was really, really tough. They'd never experienced anything quite like it before. And then they had to get out the yellow stickers, the perspex, the masks, the 2 meter distancing. And then the Department of Education used to like to make announcements on a Friday evening at 5 p.m. So that way schools and principals had to stay in all weekend to get the new regulations out there. Here is Mary Maron, principal, South City, CNS Whitefriars Street in Dublin 8. Is there a legacy left over from COVID?
Oh, there definitely is. What we're experiencing here in school is our poor attendance as a result. Now, gradually, obviously, it's getting better, and our attendance has gone from 87% up to 92% just as last month. But what we're noticing is huge levels of anxiety amongst children. So that's the older children.
Pick up on it. They picked up on it. They remember it.
They did. They picked up probably from their parents, from the news, just from looking outside and seeing the empty streets. Because that's one of the... I remember sitting down in my sister-in-law's house when Leo Varadkar announced that, you know, that there was going to be a lockdown. And the next day, it was like as if Ebola had broken out. There wasn't a sinner to be seen on the streets. It was, the fear factor was huge. Huge, I must say. And especially until the vaccines came out, definitely that fear factor. And I know in my own family, that was thus. So you can imagine when there's small children around, they picked up on it just by osmosis.
So they do, they pick up on that anxiety.
Yep.
And now, 5 years on, these children are in fifth and sixth class.
Fifth and sixth class.
Are they doing okay?
They are. And like when you say like COVID, like it's 5 years ago, and the fact of wearing masks, you look back and you say, my God, did that really happen? I know overall, don't get me wrong, the children have come through it quite well. But there are, as I say, certain children, certain families that have seriously affected. But children are resilient, and that's the biggest thing we must take from it. And, of course, the cohort that they have teaching them, you know, they're vibrant, they're, you know, they're fantastic, and they bring the children along with them.
So the fear factor was huge.
Oh, the fear factor was huge. And just on a personal note, I know myself, the following week we had to go out and we were at Desh school, so we had to deliver or be there to give out the food to the parents outside the school. We weren't even allowed to open. We were standing in a laneway giving out the food for 4 hours or 2 days a week. But the fear factor was huge. But the one thing I will say, when those parents came along, there wasn't, nobody gave out, nobody was saying, my God, my God. Everybody was just full of gratitude. So from that point of view, it was a lovely time. And people were just so gracious about everything.
Oh God, it was such a strange, strange time. Even listening to some of those memories. What about the kids' memories, Henry?
Yeah, it's still raw for us adults. And for kids, it was quite confusing. I asked these children about their point of view and how COVID affected them.
Well, like, I remember I used to love just sitting inside and chilling, and then all the online homework came along and I hated it. And I used to turn my Wi-Fi off and stuff, and I used to get my mum to fix the app, and then I ended up uninstalling it because it was broken, but it wasn't. So, yeah, and also I remember when I got COVID, after I got COVID, my mum let me get loads of Squishmallows and Smiths, and I was really happy.
So you got lots of Squishmallows, which are kind of like these sort of squishy teddy bears. And for you, did you fall behind in your work because you found the whole doing the classroom online quite hard?
Well, like, no, because I done all the Zoom classes. I just didn't do the reading books that were on the apps that they gave out.
I remember on Christmas Day, I had to walk like half an hour to go take a COVID test, and then they used that like cotton thing.
What are your memories of the cotton thing?
It was really, like, annoying to put in your nose, but they only put it for a bit, so...
And the social distancing, how many metres was it again?
2.
Yeah, COVID, it was kind of boring, yeah, because, like, you couldn't really do that with your friends. You couldn't, like, go to the park around. And about the Zoom calls, I had no clue that they even existed.
You didn't know?
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't know about the fact that there wasn't like an online class you could join?
Yeah, but I was told about this reading app where you have to read books and you have to get to the highest level possible. And I did that. And I remember I was like, had a COVID test many times. They were all like, I haven't had COVID yet once. The thing.
The cotton bud.
Yeah, and it kept going up my nose. And I kept moving and I was keep laughing. Eventually settled down and...
I remember back in 2020, my mom used to buy me a Nintendo Switch, Super Mario Odyssey.
So you got to play the Switch?
Yeah. You have to find a princess in a ship.
And what's her name again?
Princess Peach. I basically play that game and then every day until I get better every day.
If you were the one person to get COVID, you couldn't see anyone, you'd have to stay away for a while.
I remember my dad bought me a PS3 and I had like Terminator Salvation and Minecraft on it.
And that helped you get through COVID?
Yes, it did. It helped a lot.
Some lovely memories. There, Super Mario Odyssey is a super game, Henry.
Is it?
Oh, brilliant. Cannot recommend it highly enough.
I must get it.
So addictive, so addictive. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.